dogs did it to him.
I heard you put this to his ear and shot it and made him deaf.
And then he did it as well.
It's so... That's bad. It's so loud.
Okay.
What is up, gamers and gamettes?
Oh, my God.
We're rolling for... I think this is episode 21.
I'm your host, Eater of Cats Gaming. To my right, I have...
Your consumer of cabbage.
To my left...
Alex.
Yes, fuck me.
And you...
Urzbrot.
And today we're
Melon Bro Gaming.
Let's talk about that lore today.
Wait, Watermelon Bros.
Watermelon Gaming.
You guys have talked about that on the podcast. You even showed your intro.
Not on the podcast.
Yes. I remember one. Jackson's like, guys, look. And then he goes up to the camera and shows.
I don't remember that.
Upper Decker.
It was one with you. It was like the last. I think it was like the last one too. Yep. Last one you were in, you guys talked about the Vegas trip.
That was a long time ago.
You need to go back to Vegas. Dude.
I need to go to Vegas with you. I'm the only one that hasn't gone. Even Quentin went. And I have.
And Kaysen.
Kaysen went before you.
Boy, what the hell?
I wasn't your friend. Like, we weren't even friends.
Plus, your mom always said no.
That's true. Well, guys, it's the first day of October. Spooky season has entered.
Finally. I fucking hate everything but October.
Dude, you guys want to go do the test if I'm not a mess?
What time did we start this?
He's really keeping track.
Dude, I'll remember it for to end this.
You don't want to do this right now, do you?
He never, ever does. I don't think he's ever enjoyed a single podcast episode ever. Which is unfortunate,
I respect it.
Then why do you show up if you hate it so much? Something to do?
He's got shit to do. You're a busy man.
He's busier than we are.
He is busier than me and Jackson do nothing all day.
I know Katie doesn't do anything.
He works.
5 hours.
I work too.
I
work in... Bro, you're not even working full time.
Me?
Yeah.
What do you do on your average day?
Just like, I wake up, I go to work, I come home, and then I just chill.
That's you just rot in bed?
Yeah,
dude, I feel like...
I'll play something or I'll watch something. That's about it. I'm not going to... school or
why aren't you working full time?
What other shit do you?
Because you got nothing else going on.
He's just lazy.
If I wasn't going to school, I'd be working full time.
Because I don't want to.
I wouldn't be. You're here first, folks.
I like my hours, so, and I still make decent money. So,
how much do you make an hour?
I make $16.25 an hour.
Jackson makes more money.
I'm deeper. I'm pretty sure everywhere now is like $70.
16? Oh.
With inflation,
you make more than him.
But I work way more than both of them.
That's true.
He's just working full time.
40-hour weeks plus overtime.
Daniel.
I work 40-hour months.
40-hour months?
But I make any good money.
Daniel.
Making money dancing.
With the stars.
With the stars.
Dang.
Dang.
Does this work?
Yes, but don't put on me.
So, on Monday, I took the liberties to finish Better Call Saul.
Finally.
Yep.
I know all about that show.
And I have to say,
you need to start it, is what you need to do. Better Call Saul. Dang.
I'll fix it.
Dude, impeccable form.
So, yes, Jackson finally finished Better Call Saul after it's been over for 3 or 4 weeks, something like that.
I reached the last two episodes like a month ago. But well, no, it was about 3 weeks
ago. You watched it on actual TV and you didn't have to watch it on so today.
Yep.
Yeah. This gun is boring.
I just didn't want to watch it on soap today.
I want that one too.
Everyone.
It's literally mine.
You want it?
No.
Everybody wants the realistic looking gun.
Yeah.
Because you can take the clip out and put it in and
yeah,
make a real gun.
It was like $20 at Ace. Just go buy
it. I used to have airsoft guns, but I left them all outside and they got sun rotted, so.
Do quick reload.
They were thrown out many years ago.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you did. Dude, when I'm watching something, I'll just fidget with that
usually,
the whole time. I go.
Usually you just drop the fucking thing on the floor and then you grab a new one, but I had to catch it and act like I had to grab a new one.
Yeah,
so
if this was
here,
war, you would just
have
leave
that
it on the ground,
like right there and then act like you're dropping a clip and then just pick it up and put that in.
Oh.
We should go shoot real guns today. We're all 18.
Yeah, who has real guns?
I don't.
You can go to the range and rent guns.
That's expensive.
It's not that expensive.
Yeah, if you're trying
even
to
even if it is expensive, I could pay it.
I could pay it too.
I couldn't.
I couldn't either.
It's not like you rent four guns. You rent one gun. We take turns.
No.
Okay, if you're trying to do a range.
Something cool, though.
If you're trying
like
to
a pistol.
Rent it for
unless
us.
It's like fucking, unless it's a...
like a revolver or something.
Like a deagle.
I know you've shot guns in real life before.
I have guns.
Have you shot them before?
Yeah.
What kind of guns you got?
AR, 15, bunch of pistols, mm-hmm. .22 rifle.
We have an AR,
teaser,
a bunch of pistols,
quick heat.
A rifle, shotgun.
I think I have some in our gun safe.
You probably would have guns in a gun safe.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. You know, it's called gun safe.
My dad just keeps all his guns in the closet.
Nice.
Because it's...
My uncle has a Tommy gun, dude.
That's cool.
It was sick.
My uncle has a P90.
Oh, that's cool.
How expensive are like those guns? The
guns are expensive.
Somebody has
them. Oh my god. Well, my dad doesn't really get new ones. He gets like the Cold War rifles, and those are expensive. Those will cost you a pretty penny.
If you buy a new gun, it's a
penny.
Like a new...
Let's just go buy guns,
dude.
We could go buy like little pistols.
You have
like...
to be 21. I think, or do you have to be?
I thought it was 18.
I don't know if they changed.
I think it changed.
It might be 21 because of all the.
You could buy like a brand new Beretta for like $900.
Yeah, you can get yourself a nice pistol for about $1,000.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm gonna save up $1,000 and then buy myself a pistol and then have awesome fun.
You'll only shoot awesome it fun. Once.
Yep. Well, you use it one time.
I'll only buy one bullet.
That's all you'll need.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
Or maybe a few if I want to go out on like a killing spree and just, you know.
Like Patrick Bateman.
Yeah.
Just blow up a cop car. I'm
just gonna shoot an old lady, feed a stray cat to the ATM machine.
Shoot a guy working in an office building.
Shoot a cop car and have a blow up.
Just one thing bullet.
If you guys didn't know what we're talking about American Psycho.
Actually, it's a European Psycho.
European.
Hello.
Thank you.
Who is the European Psycho?
Justin Churchill.
Jack the Ripper.
Queen Elizabeth. Because unfortunately...
I've shot an FAL, a Delil, an AUG, 57 Magnum,
50 Cent.
Yeah, Magnum. I shot 50 Cent a few times. I didn't shoot 50 Cent, guys. That was actually a joke. I love 50 Cent, actually. Did not mean that. It outside because I had no use for it anymore.
Where'd you put all your cum socks?
Threw them away.
Yeah. Those are things of the past. I'm not a teenager anymore.
Should have put them in the microwave and keep them all up.
You should have grew mushrooms out of them.
That would have been some funky mushrooms right there.
Should have ate them too.
I would have sold them. Would have
tripped
to you.
Balls.
I would have sold them to you.
Literally, huh? Tripped balls, huh?
Literally tripping from your balls.
So you guys saw the CGI for Chainsaw Man?
Yes, dude. Did
okay,
you?
When I when you sent that, Caden's I thought you were just talking about like the trailer, and then I went on TikTok and someone said that apparently episode one got leaked. And it was kind of blurry, but
it doesn't look good.
I guess
Zerk CGI.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we won't know until we see it, but I mean
dude.
I feel bad for Mappa. They're fucking overworked so much. They're working on like 5 different anime
more
right
like
now.
Crappa.
Got him. Ooh!
They just... More studios need to get those different IPs. I was telling Jackson this. They're working on Vinland Saga Season 2, Chainsaw Man, AOT...
JJK 2.
Hell's Paradise. Fucking... They're working on so much stuff. So that...
Why is he overquality at this point? Like...
I guess.
Like Marvel.
Yeah. Marvel, it's over, guys. Marvel has no redeem. It can't redeem itself. Even with Deadpool 3, I just.
Oh don't my care. God! It's only been 8 minutes.
Alex is welcome to leave.
You can. You don't have to be here.
What you two do? Well, even if Alex doesn't like being here, I like recording these and watching them back later. So, we're gonna suffer through.
Isn't that right?
Mm. Mm.
And then after this, we're gonna take Caden to the Chinese buffet and I'm gonna force feed him fish.
And I'm...
You're such a little pussy, dude. Oh my god.
Just eat the fish. For what? Being allergic to fish.
Don't eat fish then!
I don't
It's that simple!
I don't want stupid fucking Chinese.
That's why we're not going.
Okay, then why are you so mad about it?
Because we're not going!
Remember the one we went to in Hurricane, Alex, after the car show?
Yeah, that one was good. Mm-hmm. There was nobody in there either. Because they were all at the car show. Yeah. And
everybody that came in there was Chinese, so you know they got that good shit.
It was delicious.
Authentic and Hurricane Utah.
Yeah. Home of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Facts. True. Let's go there for lunch.
They don't really have those anymore. We don't have a Chuck E. Cheese. I feel like those are kind of dying.
This place never had a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, we never.
I know. I'm saying like...
St. George just doesn't get anything. I hope you know that.
We don't even have a Dave and Buster's here.
No! It wouldn't, do any, it wouldn't be successful here. No. At all.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
Because this place is not fun and the people here are not fun.
The people here are either old or too young.
Do you know what this is? You know there's a driving range, they like the Top Golf they made?
Yeah.
Go fuck around over there. Do that.
Today?
It's hot. Yeah. I don't have money.
Yeah, you keep saying these things when we have said multiple times that me and Jackson
have. I'll pay for your ass!
You pay for me too?
No, you have to. I think Sam just said he'll pay for all of us.
Okay, let's hit it.
After this, we go to the Hurricane Chinese buffet.
I'm done.
What about this nigga?
We'll come get him
He's
later.
He's fine. Russ.
It's okay. You're Mexican.
He's just gonna bitch the whole time, and he's gonna end up sitting in the hot ass car, and then we're gonna drive up there for nothing because I don't want to go in there without him for like a day.
Dude, you'll come in, right?
I'll pick out serious? Like the beef skewer for you that has not touched any fish.
Just have their chocolate pudding.
The chocolate pudding. Dude, the pudding is good though.
The pudding is good.
The one in Hurricane?
I don't know why you guys are making such a big deal of it. Just fucking go eat there. I'll stay here if you guys really want to eat there that badly. We can do something after.
Just come with
her. I'm not just gonna sit there.
You gonna sit here instead?
Fucking yeah.
That's all he does. He doesn't do shit.
Yes, just because Caden, everyone heavy, thinks Caden is degenerate.
Not thanks.
Okay. I'm not hanging out with you guys. Alright.
That's all we are to you?
Oh.
I was willing to drop the Chinese buffet for you, dude.
Well, seeing as you keep saying I'm a pussy,
yeah,
keep bringing
you
it
are.
Up.
You are.
How am I a pussy? For
just
what?
Just don't eat the fish.
I don't want Chinese.
Then we're not going, but I'm going to bitch about it.
Because
you're
always
retarded.
I'm being retarded for not wanting Chinese. This makes logical sense.
Yes.
Because Alex is. Because
everybody else wants it.
Then go eat it. I don't fucking care if I miss.
I do.
You guys are stupid. Get off my DS.
What did I do?
This is modded. This is not for... Did you start Fire Emblem?
Yes.
Ew. You have Fire Emblem?
I downloaded a bunch of games on this.
Ew! Gross! Anyways.
Are your parents home?
They just got home. This.
Wow. He's louder all the time.
Dude, he has his TV at 50.
I turned it down to 40 today, guys.
You want me to hear?
I turned it down. Don't worry.
How much time are we at, dude?
We're at...
We're 14 minutes
13
in.
13 minutes in. Yeah.
Aww.
I checked the time. It was 3:01, so that's what I'm going off of. But we can do 3 o'clock. Any time off is, like, perfect.
Yeah, so let's have a... How about this? Guys. I have a great idea. Hey. Alright, I don't know.
That's your good idea?
No, I'm trying to tell you, but...
They're not listening.
You're lazy ass.
Listen, hear me out. Hear me out.
What, man?
What if we take the podcast with us and we just film the whole time?
At the buffet? He's not coming.
Look, Caden, I don't care.
Huh?
We'll bring in the car. We'll take in the car and we'll set it up and talk at the buffet. Said, fuck Caden. I don't care.
Is that not a good idea?
You just want to leave him?
Oh, fuck, we'll come back for him. It's not like I can't bear being separated with him.
Shit.
From him.
I got it.
I let you have my
He gun. Obviously doesn't care.
Get your own gun.
Why do I have to show the same amount of care?
It's a good idea, though, right?
Yeah.
Make it a vlog.
IRL stream.
We couldn't because it's Keegan's phone and he doesn't want to go.
If I hold him down and then you guys take his phone, I could beat him, like race him to the car. And I will beat him to the car, so just have the door open for me and I could just run in while you guys get the car ready.
They're gonna say, like, just beat him into the ground.
There's a plethora of other props.
This one sucks.
Why don't you bring your salt gun?
Why don't you bring Max's corpse? Where is his corpse at?
Buried.
You buried him already?
Yeah.
Where?
He's in the gap.
Like the same day. He's at the gap.
At the gap?
Mm-hmm. In town, the gap?
Yeah, we should go.
The clover store. Clover store?
Yeah. We should go see, visit his grave.
Yeah,
you
off-road. You buried
him at the store.
That'd be
store.
Sick.
We could.
You brought your truck,
I'm fucking my truck up so bad, but.
Dude, did you get the bearing fixed?
To drive straight?
No.
To drive straight, my steering wheel's like this.
Dude, Kaysen's is like 90 degrees to the left.
When we went off-roading the first time, I was hauling ass.
Yeah,
down
he was.
Thin road, huge ass bumps.
Oh my God. The faster, the smoother.
But Warner, no, like big ass, like fucking 2 foot, just ditches. And now my alignment's pretty fun.
So. I need
it was fun too. Though. We had a fun time.
You told me that you took your car out to those hills.
I did that hill in my truck.
Acura?
The one that we did. Yeah, I did that in my truck.
You can't believe you guys went down that hill in your car.
Yeah, we went down
now
that.
Now she's dead in the garage, giving me fucking shit.
This is broken. Oh,
fun to go out there at night.
Yeah, that one's broken.
Let's focus pocus, too.
I wasn't paying attention to it at all.
He used the first one. He doesn't even know the lore.
I was just sitting there pissed off.
I could tell you because you were pretty active in the chat, so.
Yeah.
Why was there even a need for Hocus Pocus 2? Hocus Pocus
money.
Is such an old movie.
Money.
Well, obviously, money.
25 years later.
Disney. And money.
Money. Money, 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 money.
Yeah, that was not a good movie.
Damn, it's a shame. I liked the first one as a kid. I haven't seen it in like a decade.
I've never seen that one.
I have never seen Hocus Pocus as well.
You guys know Ernest?
Yeah.
You ever seen the Halloween one? Ernest Saves Halloween or something.
Ernest Scared Straight?
Yeah. Ernest Scared Stupid.
Scared Stupid,
dude.
Yeah.
I used to watch that shit all the time.
Do you remember when we were at Fort Pierce and the branch cracked? It was crazy.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been over there. You said it sucked.
Yeah, the fort is like a house. It's more than my room.
Is it cool in there, though?
Like the one...
The whole fort.
The one we went to?
Yeah.
And we were walking and it smelled super loud.
Oh, it started getting super loud.
It did not.
And then it
smelled like...
You're
water.
Just so used to it because it's all you do. And then me and Jackson
Sam's
are standing
retarded.
There. And then
dude,
big ass branch snaps behind us. Like, big.
We should go out there then.
It was at night.
We should go there
yeah,
at night.
And then we went and explored.
We should go at night. Yeah.
And Caden heard voices and I did too. It was great.
That sounds awesome.
Dude, I heard voices the night
we have to
the
get
night
your
before.
Car. We have to get your confirmation that there's a woman voice. Because I
dude.
Heard a woman.
Because he was
woman,
bitching about it. And I was like, dude,
too.
I can't even hear it. And then I fucking heard it over the hill. And I was like, oh.
We gotta find
damn.
Whatever.
We have to go hunting for it, dude.
Oh, we have to show him the barbed wire fence.
That shit's creepy.
Okay.
Tell him about that.
Okay,
I
so.
Thought, yeah.
This was a whole adventure. I thought it was boring. You said it sucked.
No, really? this was the night before Caden was in here.
Oh.
Yeah,
so
this is when we went with Ashley.
This was at Fort Pierce still?
No, this was further down where the dinosaur
tracks are.
This is
where the dinosaur tracks are.
Okay.
So we went off in a direction, and we weren't using flashlights. We were just
we're
walking
just
in the
dark. Dude.
And I get the sudden urge to, like, stop, and I look at this hill, and I'm like, I could totally climb that. And then I flash my light on it, and it's, like, a straight hill. And I'm like, never mind, I could not definitely climb that. And then I turn my light off, and we're just talking. And Ashley, like, squats down, and she goes, guys, there's a fence there. And me and Sam look, and we're like, there's no fence there. And we pull our flashlights out, and, like, a foot away from us, it's just barbed wire. And it was like invisible unless you had a flashlight. It was insane.
You could have just walked into it.
Yeah, we almost did.
And there's like spider webs and spiders on that, so it could have crawled on his face too.
There's a lot of spiders on it.
When we went with Caden, we went under that and went further, and
we went pretty far.
Look for shit.
Yeah, we went far and didn't find anything.
Let's do it. Do you guys want to do that tonight?
I guess we could.
Yes, guys, this is the only fun thing you can do here in Southern Utah.
Go walk around the desert at night.
Yes. And we'll stay out until we confront Enderman.
Yeah.
Enderman. There's an Enderman out there.
Do you remember the Sky Train? That shit was crazy.
We gotta talk about that.
Me and Alex saw something similar.
That looks crazy.
Last Saturday, we like saw something floating in the sky.
I saw something weird with Laney the other night, dude.
We saw like a Sky Train.
Yeah. It looked like a fucking, like, it was like a string of stars, and they were just moving around the sky together.
And then it just disappeared.
It was like the most supernatural thing I've ever seen. It was weird.
Yeah, I remember when me and him saw something.
Dude, it looked like the Polar Express. And
yeah, at first I couldn't like believe what I was seeing. I was like, guys, look, it's a Sky Train. And then I like really focused and I was like, wait a minute. That didn't make no fucking sense. What is that?
Yeah, it was pretty trippy.
It sounds sick.
The Enderman dude?
What Enderman?
If you're down, like, you're like here. If you're like looking this way, up on the mountain, out of your peripherals, you can see like
a figure
standing on the hill, but then the second you look at it, it disappears. It's only in your peripherals.
Oh, that's crazy. Cool. That's pretty cool.
He said it didn't disappear.
It's an optical illusion.
I was looking where you told me to look, and I was like, oh, good. Looking at it without my peripherals, and I
good.
Saw it just there.
Go to Fort Pierce and do chill things.
Yeah. Is that the new chill spot, dude?
It could be. If no one's out there that late at night, which St. George, I doubt it. Sam said we could like bring chairs out there and like put them behind the wall.
Yeah, hopefully, we'll just chill. Just sit
out
there.
Camp chairs.
Yeah. Sounds like fun to me.
I think I still have my camp chair from the camping trip here.
No,
somewhere.
Wait, I have a better spot up at the gap. If you, it's kind of hard to get to, but
is it scary?
My truck. No, it's just chill. You get a
scary.
But it's a nice ass view. It's chill. It's cool. It's where we were. Remember when I climbed that crazy ass like rock?
We should random that. I've never done that.
Out in Warner. Because if you do it here, it just takes you to random people's houses.
Yeah. That's cute. There's nothing really scary.
Were you there with when we went random that when Ryan came into town?
Yeah.
We drove into the middle of nowhere, went over barbed wire, went down a hill.
You were down in your cruise.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Who rode with you? Because Sam and Ryan rode with me. I think it was Kaysen, Quentin, and Mark, or Kobe. You
probably.
Jackson, can we switch?
Nope.
You dick.
Say that again.
Easy, Tiger.
It's been a while since Rando Nautic. Maybe actually
do that.
We'll find the woman out there. And we'll converge and have a conversation.
It's like, remember when we were out there with Kaysen and he was like, froze up and he was talking about like how he could hear the like shit like just over. It was kind of like that. I mean, it's pretty scary. It gave me goosebumps.
None of us pussy down froze up like a little bitch. You hear that, Kaysen? I'm coming for your ass. Me and you. Fight night.
You know he watches these.
He does.
He does?
Good.
No.
Who watches these? Does anybody we know watch these?
Yes,
Brady. Laney. She always comments real.
Laney and Brady.
Laney.
I saw she commented real on the recent podcast.
Oh, she did? She watched it?
Yeah.
I saw that too.
But besides her, I really have no clue who like watches them. But thank you.
Random
views.
YouTube guys.
I don't watch the whole video. I skimmed through it.
I watched, no, I didn't. Whose phone is that charging?
Mine.
Damn.
You ever seen the guy with the AK-47 and he shoots it and his shoulder goes out of like a socket?
Yeah.
Oh. Have you guys ever dislocated a limb?
No.
Nope.
I have.
Okay.
A limb?
Partially, but I did.
Oh, wow.
I like dislocated my knee once and I popped it back.
Yeah, I was there.
I was the knee.
I dislocated it and then it went back into place.
That was also a part of your downfall.
Football injury? Yes.
That's when you
stopped going out. Do I still have the scars from surgery? Yes, I do.
You were so hurt that you couldn't even come to Ryan's farewell.
Yeah, dude, I couldn't walk. I was fucking stuck upstairs the whole time. I was so sad.
You must feel shitty.
Stop bitching and complaining. I couldn't walk for like a month.
I remember that. Playing basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
That shit was swollen, dude.
Dude, yeah, I remember that.
Look, you see this ankle? And you see that one? It's not.
What did you?
That shit was bad.
What did you
bad. Do? Bad. We thought we broke mine. I thought I broke mine.
We could do hot tub tonight.
If I you brought don't do my sassy
shorts. I just would have to go get mine.
We could do a bunch of things. We could do hot tub, and then we could get spooked by Skytrain. I want to find that again. That was cool.
Skynet.
That
was really cool.
I've never had a scary.
Skynet. It wasn't like scary. It was
I think
just weird.
Anytime I've ever been to Warner Valley, I've never really had like a scary experience. But I've been like spooked, you know.
The yeah. voice, it, like that's, it wasn't scary. It was just like, damn.
But I don't get scared. Kaysen does, and I have to drive us out.
Maybe if we take Kaysen, we can like conjure skinwalkers. Let me leave him out there.
He's just gonna freeze up over nothing.
And then we'll leave him out there.
He's gonna freeze like it's dark outside.
Dude, it's dark.
Never forget Friendsgiving. I've been to
San Francisco's truck
and go out in Wonder Valley.
Why?
Friendsgiving
was
shit.
We talked about it last night, how Caden almost made Sam.
Oh, yeah. That was, that's like kind of pathetic for you.
Talking about that on the podcast. It wasn't only that. There was more shit going on. But that almost pushed me over the edge.
But yeah, how many of us were in the back of Case and Truck? There's like 10 of us, dude.
Too many.
I got the cab.
Yeah, I know, you were up front.
With Marth. Was...
Mm-hmm.
With Marth.
Marth. With Marth.
Yeah,
from Fire Emblem. Fire Emblem.
Was Martha there for you that time, right?
Was what?
Didn't she come with you
that time?
Didn't Kaysen try getting with her?
Yeah,
he asked her to a dance, right?
Yeah, she went, they cuddled, they made out, and then she ghosted him, and he...
I have her added on B-Real, and she snaps me sometimes.
I have her added, but I don't talk to her.
I don't think Kaysen has any Riz.
Any what?
Riz.
Riz?
Yeah.
Does he watch these?
What's that mean?
It's like game. I didn't know what it meant until yesterday.
Is that what Riz means? You want to tell Alex about your Riz at Swig last night, Jackson?
I think I already did.
I guess I did.
And
when?
How we consume fentanyl through Swig.
Yeah.
My heart hurt.
And my sternum hurts still. I'm dying.
Still?
I didn't hear
it's
that.
Still sore.
Yeah, we were pulling up to the Swig drive-thru, and I was like, spare visit this girl. Pulls up. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, like, lean on my window.
And
hey, how you
leaves,
doing?
Before he leaves, he goes, you have really nice eyes. And then drives by.
That's pretty. I said pretty. Pretty. So you have really pretty eyes.
He was meant to say lashes.
I was going
to
say lashes, but I stumbled.
He froze for a second.
It's funny.
I was like, this ain't Riz if I don't compliment her.
Yeah, Riz.
Yeah, Riz. I was like... I've heard people say that before, but
Riz is just game.
I had no idea what it meant.
And it's the black person word for game.
Is that really what it is?
Game is the black person word for game.
Game is just a word for game.
And you guys all just lost the game.
Oh, shit. You're right. It's funny how Quentin, he wouldn't say anything for a while, and he would just randomly come to the group chat and just say that shit. He'd be like, the game. Or was it Ryan that did that?
It was Quentin.
It was Quentin. It's funny you say that, because I also thought, wait, is that Ryan that did that, or Quentin?
It was Quentin. Ryan was always the one that got mad.
Oh, yeah, Ryan would get pissed off, and then he'd go to Quentin's house and curb stomp him every time.
I think Ben...
True. Real. Real happened.
I think Ben...
Remember, fucking Doorbell Ditching, and Ryan was here that one? Were you that kid?
Yeah, and Britain's parents
came
Britain's
out.
Did Britain's
house.
That was scary.
We did Britain's house, like... 6 times in a row.
And Ryan hit that doorbell like 2 times.
And then like we were walking down the street to go back to your house, I think.
We saw them searching around their house.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, Ryan went back and rang it like 8 times in a second, just boo, and then sprinted away.
That's funny.
That was freshman year, right?
Yes. Summer freshman year.
God, was that 2019?
Yes.
Dude.
That's...
I remember, it was like the first day Ryan came down and we all went to Brady's, remember that?
Yep.
I wasn't there.
Oh yeah, you weren't.
Alright, it's been an hour.
Yes, dude!
Alright, let's go.
Yep, see, it's 4 o'clock.
Yep.
It's halfway there.
Musashi, man.
Musashi is counting down for us, slowly. Yeah, guys. If you're saying this, and if you get a tiny little colorful pill, it may have fentanyl in it. Please eat it.
It will give you superpowers like
fentanyl
the Homelander.
Does give you superpowers if you take the right amount.
I'm pretty sure if you take any amount, you'll die.
It's pretty much Compound V. Just eat that shit up. You'll have Homelander super abilities by the morning.
You don't eat it if you inject it.
It's like Compound V, but instead of actually getting powers and being able to use them, you just die immediately.
What's Compound V?
It's from the boys. I'm sure you... It's like... Well, I don't want to say if it's spoilers. Have you?
I don't know if he's that far, I guess.
No, yeah.
They kind of... Okay. I was going to say, they really get into it at the end of season two.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure that's been like a plot point already.
Yeah, it is.
Compound V, if that was real, that'd be cool. What powers do you guys think it would give you?
I want Homelander's ability so I can just destroy the world and kill all my enemies.
I want...
Kill everyone and then be super lonely.
Yeah, I want, but...
What? You want German powers?
I want the power to be a 40-year-old streamer.
Huh.
Look, German clips are on my front page.
Guys, we're gonna watch a live German clip right real quick. Oh!
I see a lot of German thirst traps and German just random clips on TikTok. It gets more and more every day. I think it's a sign, guys.
Ooh!
German is Soldier Boy.
German is Jensen Ackles.
Dude, Jensen Ackles better come back for season 4, even though I don't think he's gonna, unfortunately.
They said he's not going to.
I don't think he's 47.
I was about to say 47.
That's up there.
He looks good for 47. I thought he was like in his 30s.
He is. He's 37.
No. Oh. I thought you said he was in his 40s.
I was just playing around.
Oh. That sounds about right.
I believe you because you're the German lore man.
You know all there is to know about German, so that makes sense. He does look like he's in his mid 30s.
He looks good. He's fit.
Yes.
He's fit and he plays video games for a living.
I think my favorite clip of him is him saying, "Happy birthday, Miku, from Jeremy." That was funny.
Oh, so now it's just a duo podcast.
Sam's bored, Alex is bored, so this is back to the Jedge. This is the Coons, Eater of Cats and Consumer of Cabbage Show.
Yeah!
Part of that podcast. So,
this is actually a stainless steel box. And if you look at the dashboard, you can see there's cracks in the leather. So I asked my friends on my DeLorean Facebook group. Don't get me started on Facebook. I only use it for the DeLorean Facebook group. Okay, moving on. Besides recommend...
Do you mind, turning it down a little bit? We're in the middle of a segment right now.
Yeah, this is a bit... POV. I'm a child predator, and I'm at a wine tasting place, and I know a little bit too much about wine. There's...
Are you Jeffrey Dahmer?
I like kids.
Are you Ted Bundy?
I love children.
Are you
Richard Ramirez?
I love little boys.
I don't... Are you...
He did.
Does he did Ted Bundy? Sir, please put that gun away. I'm getting scared.
Are you John?
Don't worry. It's not loaded.
Are you Ed Gein?
Shoot him in here.
Are you what?
Ed Gein is quite the man.
Texas man.
Imagine loving your mom so much that you just cut her skin off and wear her skin because you love her.
Is that something someone did?
Ed Gein.
The Texas Chainsaw.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre boy.
Oh.
Guys, you like to see that new movie? It's so good. It's so millennial and Gen Z.
The Netflix one.
Yes,
it's good. I've seen it.
No, it sucks.
You cunt.
I hated the characters. The only good character was Ed Gein.
Obviously, the characters sucked.
They made a show about him.
All the good characters, they killed him.
Yeah, but I'm not saying the characters. Like, the characters were the good. I'm saying like the gore.
Dude, the bus scene.
Have you seen Jeffrey?
It's fucking crazy.
The bus scene.
I need to.
On Dahmer.
No. Texas Chainsaw.
I haven't seen that movie.
Basically, he goes onto the bus full of fucking people and just kills them all.
Chainsaw.
With a chainsaw.
Blood, guts, head. Lots of head.
Lots of head. Kind of like blood, lots of head.
Lots of head.
Head tie. Pad tie.
Dude, Evan Peters and Ross Lynch, they do such a good job.
Who's Ross Lynch?
The other guy.
Austin.
Austin and Al, we talked about this last night. Who did Jeffrey Dahmer?
My friend Dahmer. Yeah.
They look kind of similar, I think.
Yeah, it's almost like they're playing the same guy.
Yeah. But I mean, just like their face structure, kind of looks similar. Like when I saw clips of
no, but
I'm so insane.
Oh my lord.
I gotta stand that over
was,
here for a minute.
That was like three spicy chicken sandwiches from Popeyes. I know.
Three? That's like half of
that's
one.
That's like biscuits and gravy, dude.
That's like the strawberry panza.
That's like biscuits and gravy.
Gravy trade.
What's the one food combo that just like upsets your stomach so much?
I don't Nothing.
I know yours.
Oh yeah.
Fish and peanuts.
Yes.
Yours is peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
Peanut butter jelly. Sam's the food combo is
that fucks me up.
Chicken and sandwich.
Probably hot chips. Chicken. Every time sandwich. You eat hot chips, you just explode.
That's new, but true. But that's not a combo. That's just one thing.
Okay. Well, I guess just one thing then.
Yeah. Or canned corn. I hate canned corn.
Yep.
Corn on the cob. Canned corn. That's easy.
It's weird how they're both corn, but canned corn is just so much worse.
I'm rewatching you guys.
All right, this is live reaction of Dahmer. We're going to watch every episode right here on the podcast. Get ready, settle in.
You've seen it?
We're not going to show you anything. We're just going to watch it.
Should I watch it?
I'm going to rewatch it with Lainey.
That was a great series, guys. 10 out of 10. Dude.
Brother!
I need to open this bitch.
This guy stinks!
What did you eat, bro?
Biscuits and gravy!
Did you have that recently today?
Yeah, for breakfast.
Ooh.
Good breakfast item.
That biscuits and gravy tearing up that. That stomach.
That placenta.
I'm gonna go eat that.
So if we don't go to the buffet, I'm gonna go to Chipotle.
Why don't we just eat Sam's burgers in his fridge?
Because I'd rather waste money on food.
Yeah, all that money you have?
I have money. Not enough to do fun things. Just enough to feed me.
But you could feed yourself a free burger.
I'll come to your house and do burgers.
I love Chipotle.
Seeing as
in Chinese food that's free and constantly coming inside of me. Weekend.
Huh?
I don't know.
I did not hear what you said.
Good. This thing is a piece I said of I love Chipotle and Chinese food that's constantly coming inside of me.
All I heard him say was coming inside me, guys. Demons are coming inside Jackson.
He's watching Spiral 2.
Spiral 2?
With Chris Rock and Will Smith.
And Will Smith is the villain.
Will Smith is the copycat killer.
Did you watch the Cyberpunk anime yet?
3 episodes in.
I want to start.
Everybody keeps saying, oh, it's so good. And I keep saying, oh, anime's kind of boring.
Yep, Jackson.
They just
manga more.
They just animated so poorly.
Cyberpunk?
No, anything.
They
just turn panels into too long.
Manga is just easier to consume.
It is
faster too. Like,
am I gonna read 700 chapters of Naruto or 700 episodes of Naruto quicker? Which one? Huh? Huh? Huh?
And most of those episodes are filler.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you, if you were going to go watch Naruto again, just get like a filler list and just skip that shit.
That's what I was planning on doing anyways, but... Damn, I curse myself watching all of OG Naruto and then miss out on watching all the actual good Naruto.
Well, you can read it. I heard
no, I'm going to read it, but I kind of wanted to watch the food in.
I mean,
should have just read OG Naruto.
And then
I read all that shit.
Watch the Shippuden.
Plus, all the manga has, like, the gory stuff, too. So that's actually going to be better.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
manga...
There's no censoring in manga.
Anime usually censors stuff. That's why manga...
I've seen, like, the most comparisons, like, with the manga and the anime with Naruto.
You know what doesn't have censorships? Devilman.
I need to watch that.
I've
only seen the last episode.
Devilman Crybaby?
Dude,
I started that with
I
you.
I told
remember?
Jackson
I
this, but last Thanksgiving, I, like, binge-watched all of it. Like, during Thanksgiving dinner, I, like, watched all of it in a day.
And you skipped to the good part.
I saw the last episode. With Quentin.
I've told Alex my thought on the ending. It's
ooh.
It's interesting. That first episode goes crazy.
This is Mr.
Dude, I wish that was me for real.
Damn it, I put a crack in my wand. This is not good, guys. It's not good work anymore. They're watching Devilman Crybaby, guys. I think it's 10 episodes, right?
Yeah, it is.
Go watch it on Netflix. It's pretty short. It's pretty good. I gave it a... I either gave it a 7 or 8.
Dude, she's getting fentanyl.
Yeah. She's dead, dude. She has no chance of surviving.
He starts killing people.
So, yeah. I don't know what these guys have been up to this week.
Just work.
Yeah, I've been working. I think I finished Soul Eater on Monday. The anime, I can't really remember. Or maybe that was last week. I think I also caught up on Nana this week. I think.
So yeah, fentanyl does seem.
I forget a lot. But I've been conjuring up some ideas for some video essays I want to make for the channel. So I'm gonna start writing some scripts for that. I have like 8 or 9 ideas. So I want to do that because video essays are cool and I like watching people's video essays on YouTube. I wanted to do one on Better Call Saul. I don't know if I put that in my notes, but I want to make one about Steins Gate, Nana,
yeah, it's good,
and it's lit. A bunch of other stuff. I thought about making a Pokemon one, being how like
I got. All right, it's 4.
20 till 4, 20. Stupefy. Guys, he's stupid now.
Stupidfy.
Stupid fry your brains. Oh. My wand was laced with fentanyl, guys. He's over. He's done.
Guys, that would look like a stupid fry.
What? Isn't there a song that's like, Stupefy!
Stupefy, yeah.
Stupefy! That's a funny song.
The song was used in a Dragon Ball movie.
Really? Which one?
I think it was the BoJack movie.
BoJack Horseman and Goku?
You made that joke last time I talked about this.
Did I really?
Yeah. We were in a party.
I do remember that. Yeah.
I just ignored it.
You guys have seen BoJack Horseman? I thought about starting it.
I heard a lot of people say it's good. I like Will Arnett. He played good at Alabama.
I know that Aaron Paul plays like his best friend or something.
I hate horses.
I hate Jackman. I hate BoJack Horseman.
Yeah. Speaking of Jackman, what do you think about Deadpool 3 and Wolverine? I think they should have recast
Wolverine. When it comes out, we're going to 20 years. I think they should have recast Wolverine.
Next year.
I mean,
2024.
Really, they're only bringing Wolverine for fan services because this is what they keep doing.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
I think it's kind of lame because Logan was supposed to be his literal final
didn't
movie.
Didn't he die? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did like a Q&A and people were asking, but I thought Logan died in Logan. And they said, yes, that happened, but this is another Wolverine from another universe. So I'm like,
why don't they just say this happened before Logan?
Well, Logan happens this in the future. It's like 20-something.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like
it
really
is pretty far in the future.
I think it's like 2029 or 2027. It's pretty far in the future. So maybe it's before Logan, but I doubt it.
Professor X is really a senile old man and cannot even control his powers.
I told my parents this the other day. They watched the new Thor movie and they did not like it. And I said the only other Marvel movie I'm looking forward to is Guardians 3.
That movie's probably going to be shitty too, man.
No,
I doubt
James
it.
Gunn.
James Gunn.
It is.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Marvel isn't too controlling.
Dude, they fucked up. Dude, when Guardians of the when Volume 3 of Guardians got announced, they like got another director besides James Gunn.
I remember that.
And then he like finally came onto the project, which is good
because he was doing like Suicide Squad and stuff.
Suicide Squad and Peacemaker, that's coming back for season 2. I think that's... Isn't that on HBO Max?
Yeah.
We watched that. I also think it's like 10 episodes. So,
I added
Batman Long Halloween to my favorites to read. Because I've heard it's a good one.
I heard it's good too.
Never heard of it. What is it about?
You never heard of Long Halloween?
I actually don't know what it's about, but I've just heard about it a lot. Plus, it's October, it's spooky season.
I should break this.
Indulge in it.
Because you've never heard of Long Halloween. You know what it means to me.
You seriously don't like Batman, huh?
You want to play Arkham City?
When did I ever say I don't like Batman?
I still have all those three games downloaded.
Me too. Play Arkham City with us.
Are they on sale or something?
They always go on sale. I bet you they're on sale right now at the Planet of Discounts. I bet you. You know, I know for a fact because I saw that Arkham Knight, like, premium edition's on sale for, like, $2.
What? Isn't Origins the worst one?
A lot of people don't like it because it was outsourced, but it's alright.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
It was outsourced to Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal.
Which was, like, a really, really new game, like, company at the time. But I think they did a good job.
That sounds familiar. What else have they made?
I don't know.
I watched a long retrospective video on it recently, and I think it's cool. But Arkham City?
What was the newest one? Was Arkham Knight, right?
The what one?
Like, the most recent one was Arkham Knight. It came out on PS4, right?
Mm-hmm. In, like, 2015.
Yeah. I remember reading the Game Informer for that game over and over and over again because I was so hyped for it, dude.
I have never played it.
Arkham Knight?
And I own it.
It's a good game.
We gotta play Arkham City and then Arkham Knight.
What about Arkham Asylum?
I've already beaten Arkham Asylum, but we can play that if you want. I started a playthrough of it months ago.
I'll catch up to wherever you're at.
I'm not that far in.
Okay.
When I get paid on Thursday, I'll buy them. What's the play order for them?
Asylum, City, Knight.
Origins in between City and Knight.
Silent City.
The only way you can actually play Origins is if you have a PS3, Xbox 360, or you pay for that shitty streaming service on PlayStation.
And guess what?
And you can play it.
Well, I get 360. Didn't Origins come out on Wii U? I feel like it did.
No, City did.
City on Wii U.
Armored Edition. Which Montreal also worked on.
Yeah.
They did that port.
Huh.
That's the only experience they had before Origins.
Funny.
Wii U. Something else. I'm close the door. I'm airing out Alex's gravy fart. It's been like 15 minutes.
It doesn't actually smell.
Is it right?
No.
I said next
just didn't smell.
I just didn't smell anything.
Well, I just opened up the door so the room wouldn't get hot. Because he did do explosive ones.
Is this my water?
You brought one, yeah. That's yours.
No, that's mine.
Yeah, it's actually his. He brought it.
Mine. Yours is right there, Sam.
Yeah.
Sir? Actually, no, that's mine. I don't think he brought one.
No, remember, you threw it away when you walked in here.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't here, but that's definitely mine.
Yeah. He teleported it from his house.
No, I brought it.
Yeah.
It's mine. Hand it to me.
When you get paid?
Dude, I haven't
had the last Thursday, man. Like, better buy that damn game, or I'm gonna stupefy your fucking brain.
I dropped the cat.
You don't want to stupefy.
You're watered.
Yeah, I need a ring of water.
Why did you walk in here? You did not have to walk in here.
That's mine. Stupefy. Alex, probably just plug it into the PlayStation. That treasure sucks.
All right, guys, it's 350.
Hey, this podcast is my dick.
I hope you love the shot, guys.
Guys, I'm not even in frame.
Are you serious?
Yes, you are. Guys! Would that be such a bad thing, though, because you don't even like the podcast?
That means my time here has been wasted.
Yeah.
It's so hot in here, man.
So shit.
Yeah, I don't know why Sam closed the door.
Trying to let that natural airflow in.
It's not your high spot now, bro.
Stupefy.
Shut up.
Just sit for a second.
Now you're dead.
No, it's mine. Babe, I have to. Babe, I have to hold it. I have to hold it, babe.
Can I sit for a second?
Here. Hold on, babe.
Okay, 1 second.
You have it after the episode over. Alright, guys.
That's all for the podcast.
All right, guys, we're going to cut this one 15 minutes early.
No, it's 3:50 right now.
We're going to cut this one 10 minutes early. Same. Thanks for watching this super good podcast episode.
Dude, I'm not even in frame.
We just did the intro.
We did the outro?
You guys said a lot.
Okay. Like
it. Oh, look, you can buy Arkham Knight for $8, premium edition with all the DLC.
Oh.
Let's get this hacking.
Let's see if they return Arkham games around soon. If they're not, they're always $20 anyways.
Nice. Oh no, he's going to shoot the light switch. Well, guys, we've had short podcasts before. I think we'll call it here. It seems like both Sam and Alex, and I, frankly, all of us don't really have anything to talk about on our board. Hopefully next week we'll have better topics.
Yep.
Maybe Alex won't be here. Depends if he wants to come. So
I'm always here.
But you don't like it.
So?
Okay, Alex will return for next episode.
This guy won't.
Maybe. Because he got mad at us last time for not inviting him, even though he works.
I did. I didn't get mad at you. I just said,
thanks.
Yeah, well, lick this.
Well, lick the walls. Okay, guys, like, comment, subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Like, comment, don't subscribe, though.